As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're going to talk about some innovative supplements that support the endocannabinoid system. Now, usually when we talk about the endocannabinoid system, we're talking about things like CBD and related compounds, cannabis-related compounds. But there's more to the endocannabinoid system than just CBD. And to tell us about that today is Maggie Frank. She's a frequent contributor here on Intelligent Medicine. She's a national educator for CV Sciences, a premier maker of CBD products. You've heard me talk about them, products that help with pain, with sleep, with mood. They're wonderful products. I use them personally and recommend them to my patients. But CV Sciences is coming out with a whole series of new products that I believe are highly innovative and that address concerns, common concerns that people have, without containing cannabis-related products. It's kind of an interesting new focus. So here's Maggie Frank. Thanks very much for joining us, Maggie. Maggie, with, by the way, 25 years of history in the supplement industry and a great communicator. Thanks for joining us, Maggie.
I appreciate you having us. Thank you.
It's my great pleasure. So first of all, tell us a little bit about this new direction that you're taking, because a lot of people, I think, are acquainted with the endocannabinoid system. Let's define that, first of all. You know, what is that about? Why is it so important? Why is it such an important target for nutritional support?
Well, every mammal has an endocannabinoid system. Essentially, our endocannabinoid system is the system within us that determines how well we adapt to life's challenges and changes. If the endocannabinoid system is healthy, it is able to do its main job, which is to keep us in homeostasis or balance. When we are balanced, we are adaptable.
Yeah, and there's so much around this issue, I think, when it comes to health problems, because the term resilience often comes up. And people lack, I think, unfortunately, physical and emotional resilience. We're easily thrown off kilter. And I think the key to optimizing our health is to maintain that resilience. And I guess systems that nature has created for us, like the endorphin system, the endocannabinoid system, these mostly operate in our brain, but in other parts of our body, they help keep us in, as you say, homeostasis. First of all, marijuana, the marijuana plant has a bunch of compounds in it, THC, it's got CBD, and we've talked extensively about CBD as sort of the non-stoner part of the cannabis plant that offers many of the benefits of cannabis without, you know, having us get bent out of shape, feel like we're high. Right?
100%. We talk about better, not altered with our product.
Exactly. And, you know, when I personally, I've related the experience of taking CBD as it's subtle. So, for example, you know, if I take, you know, like a CBD calm gummy or something, and then sit down to watch, you know, my favorite, you know, cable or Netflix, you know, on TV, I feel as if that, you know, maybe I've just cleaned my glasses, or that I've got a better flat screen TV, you know, even without that expensive upgrade. You know, the experience is, there's sort of a sensory acuity that occurs without any kind of drastic mind altering effect, and without certainly diminishing my concentration. But why is it that CV Sciences, which has such a great reputation with a wide variety of CBD formulations, has undertaken a bit of a kind of a departure from that, utilizing different ingredients to achieve similar benefits? What's the rationale?
Well, we've had many years of loving and selling great phytocannabinoid-rich products that support the endocannabinoid system. But along that journey, we were always talking about the fact that, yes, cannabis, hemp can be fantastic for nourishing, supportive of this system and how it works. But there are a lot of things at our disposal that have what is called a cannabimimetic effect on the endocannabinoid system.
Well, that's a mouthful. Can we say that word again?
I'll give it a shot.
Cannabimimetic. Okay,
yes.
I kind of nailed it. I've been practicing, though. I've been practicing.
100% nailed it. First time out of the gate, you got it.
It sounds like it's a composite word. You know, it says cannabis, and mimetic means it mimics the effects of cannabis. So why is it that nature provided this redundancy, that there are a variety of ways to hit that target in the brain that provides pain relief, relaxation, supports deep sleep? How is it that this is so ubiquitous among different plant species?
This system is prehistoric, and I think that nature always creates a lot of fail safes. Mm-hmm. Certain populations are going to have certain access to different plants, and we need a wide multitude of ways to get the essential nutrients and the essential support that we need to deal with the lives that we live. Whether we look back on any level of our ancestors, being a human's been hard.
Yeah. Well, my initial training was in cultural anthropology, and what I noticed is different parts of the world. I mean, in certain parts of the world, they actually recognized that cannabis was a beneficial product, used, you know, sometimes for pain, sometimes even in religious rituals. But in other parts of the world, it wasn't available, so they had recourse to other plants that may have had similar relaxing, sedating, analgesic effects. So you've rolled out three products, and I actually think they're quite interesting because, you know, I know a lot about products that are good for metabolism, that are good for mental focus, and are good, you know, kind of calmative anti-anxiety mood things. But you've actually harnessed some interesting ingredients in these products that I'm actually not that familiar with, and perhaps our audience is not that familiar with. So let's start with the Clarity gummies.
Okay.
So what's the rationale for that? I mean, everybody these days, you know, we're trying to get that competitive edge. You know, students are trying to cram more. People are trying to achieve more productivity at work. It's hard to sit through those lengthy Zoom calls and meetings and then sit down and write. You know, we're all battling this potential brain obsolescence problem. So what does Clarity offer in that regard?
Clarity is really kind of the friend that shows up when you're really struggling, you have a lot to do, and you're not able to zero in. I think that happens to a lot of us. We have so many things going on that it's hard to kind of get the executive function to make the list and prioritize and execute. So we just kind of get stuck worrying.
Right.
It was a product created for students, people who are in that late teen, early young adult age, and they need something that's actually going to help their brain be more energetic, help them actually commit the information to memory without caffeine, without something that's going to super stimulate their central nervous system.
So that's interesting. I mean, it seems to be like that is, it covers the spectrum, you know, because, you know, mostly, you know, I'm a little older, so, you know, a big preoccupation of people over 65 is they're losing their memory. They don't have that, you know, sharpness and faculty that they once had. But this is interesting. This is geared towards, you know, certainly those people can take advantage of the Clarity product. But also, it's geared towards a younger population where maybe, you know, parents might be a little reluctant to give a CBD product to a, you know, 15-year-old, right?
100%. And I also love this for moms. We hit that like 1 to 3 p.m. and you've been going since 6 a.m. and you're overwhelmed and overtouched, overstimulated, and you want the coffee, but you know if you have the coffee, you're not going to sleep tonight. It just gives you that late day kind of, I have 5 more hours I need to push through.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just want to remind you, I want to get some samples of that. Because I'm always 100%. Looking to increase my productivity. And I haven't had an opportunity to test drive this, but I like the ingredients. It sounds very plausible. And by the way, ADD, attention or ADHD, is such a big theme these days. And it, you know, either something's going on here, either kids' brains are addled by social media, or maybe it's the diet. We're seeing an increasing number of kids being diagnosed with ADHD. And they're being put on powerful medications, in effect, speed-like medications. These medications are modeled after, you know, Dexedrine, you know, which is a speed. Yeah. And, you know, I think many people, I mean, these medications can work in extreme circumstances, but they're a little bit heavy-handed. They've got side effects. And perhaps it's worth a try utilizing a more natural alternative. So let's go down the list of ingredients, which are really quite interesting here. One of them is something called DMAE. And I'm old enough to remember that there were a couple of folks named Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. You're too young to remember this, but there was a talk show called The Merv Griffin Show. And they used to appear on The Merv Griffin Show. And they were strange. They dressed in like buckskins. And they looked very eccentric. They had long hair, or Dirk did, the male, and his wife Sandy would be in like kind of a buckskin dress. And they were considered sort of like weird hippies, but they were advocating a product called DMAE for mental focus and in effect, clarity. And actually, you have chosen to include DMAE in this product.
Did
you make that association? You're a little too young, I think, maybe to remember.
I did
those.
Not make the association with the Merv Griffin Show, but I am a big, big fan of acetylcholine research.
Yes. Okay. So tell us about that.
Yeah. If we can get our body to not run through acetylcholine as fast, or we can help it produce it more effectively, we're going to have a lot more energy in general, but especially cognitive energy, alertness, mental focus. Mm-hmm. And stress and poor diet run through, really limit our body's ability to hold on to and produce acetylcholine. And almost all of us are stressed out and probably eating food. Even the people I travel with who are in this industry, they're educated, they're doing the very best they can. They're still like an 85-15% good to bad, just because you're stuck in the airport, you're stuck out late night, we have to make compromises. So in the reality of us, our bodies are probably overfed and a little nutrient deprived, and in those environments we're going to struggle to hold on to things like acetylcholine. So having some DMAE in there makes a lot of sense.
So what's interesting too, you know, I actually did a little research on this. There was a drug that was a DMAE drug that was taken off the market in 1983. It was actually designed as a treatment for attention deficit disorder.
Okay.
Why it was taken off the market was not because it was toxic or dangerous, but because it was right around that time that it was superseded by these more powerful medications like Adderall
Ritalin.
And Ritalin. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so it was thought like, you know, this is kind of lightweight compared to these very heavy duty drugs. But it did not, they did not demonstrate toxicity. You know, sometimes the drugs are taken off the market because it's a, they're harmful, or it just was like, meh, you know, we've got, you know, more powerful things that are made by the pharmaceutical industry. The patent maybe has expired on this. You know, it's basically a natural product. But it's interesting that you should choose to include DMAE in this product, because it's a kind of a little bit of a blast from the past. It's like, you know, 1970s and 80s biohackers were fond of DMAE. But anyway, run down some additional things in the list that I think are of interest.
So we also put in lion's mane mushroom. Lion's mane has been popular for years. It helps with focus, alertness, overall brain support, neurocognition. We put rhodiola in this. Rhodiola is an adaptogenic herb. It helps us deal well with stress. And its mechanism of action is to bring us up, kind of up that mood, but then also bring us out. So in those times of the day where we're kind of feeling like we just kind of want to retreat within ourselves, it's a nice gentle lift that
right.
can...
But it's non-stimulating. Rhodiola is... it's more of a focus factor kind of thing, I would say.
The modulator. It's just bringing yeah. everything kind of into balance again mm-hmm. so that we can do what we need to do.
Right. Yeah, it's coming back to lion's mane. Lion's mane is interesting because there really is a lot of research on the brain right. effects of lion's mane. One of the things that's kind of interesting is that there's actually been some studies of lion's mane for chemo brain, which is a thing. Where, you know, after chemo, there's a certain type of brain fog that develops, and it may be due to the brain toxicity of the chemo, that people just can't think or focus very well. And also, I think there's some decent research on lion's mane for perimenopausal women, you know,
oh,
where they're
100%.
Just like, because it's a time where women sometimes go, I don't know what's happening to my brain. You know, I can't focus anymore. So lion's mane is popular for that. And the research behind it is good, rhodiola as well. There's something else in it as well? Or did
there's
we run
some huperzine.
Huperzine. Oh, that's an interesting one. Talk to me about huperzine.
Huperzine helps with cognition. It's going to be more geared towards your 35 and up brains. I mean, beneficial mm-hmm. to the younger brains.
Age-related cognitive decline.
It's really the age-related superstar. Yeah. That's where most of the research on huperzine's been. Mm-hmm. Helps with cognition, short and long term. Also helps with slowing down the breakdown of acetyl-L-choline. So it has that 1-2 punch there. Right. We have production and then we have breakdown support.
Okay, so is this an either-or proposition? You know, let's say I want to take, you know, CBD. You know, does this supersede the CBD, or are they contraindicated together, or can they be taken in conjunction with one?
They can be used separately. They can be used together. There's no reason why somebody who loves a plus CBD formula could not also use this if they want to have added clarity, focus, learning ability.
Okay.
But for the person who doesn't want to embrace CBD or can't because mm-hmm. of drug testing rules or they're in the military, this
yes.
would be a good choice.
Exactly. Because I've actually talked to some people where I say, look, I'm going to write you a doctor's note that it's okay. And they'll say, look, they just don't pay attention to that.
No.
It's the rules are the rules.
No-go.
And if I test positive for any, you know, cannabinoid, I'm going to get canned. You know, if you're like, what, working for the Secret Service? I don't know. Maybe that's not such a good example these days.
Military, non-retired. Anybody who is still involved in any way, they're a no-go across the board. Truck drivers.
But I also...
Our product.
I think that CBD has become WADA legal. Has it not? For athletes? Or am I mistaken on that? Because...
I've heard mixed things on that. I've said that before to people and they're like, well, it's kind of still gray. So yeah. I don't know exactly what that means. I don't have enough of a hold on that topic to have an opinion.
Because when Stephon Curry is sinking those three-point shots from well behind the three-point line, you know, he might be, he might benefit from some CBD and some Clarity Gum.
I think they could all. I think most of us could, right?
It requires a lot of poise and a lot of being in the zone.
It does. Well, and just filtering out all of those people around you all yelling different things and just, that's a lot.
Right. It's a kind of a focus factor. Okay. So I actually bring up that CBD because the next product I want to talk about are, they're called Peace Gummies.
They are.
And, I hope that doesn't invoke the image of Cheech and Chong. Because that's not what they do. They don't render you incoherent or knocked out or sedated, but they have a somewhat of a calmative effect. And what are some of the ingredients that CV Sciences chose to utilize for the Peace Gummies?
This one is L-theanine, lemon balm, holy basil, and then some St. John's wort.
Okay. So, when it comes to, I'm familiar with most of them. Holy basil, I'm a little less familiar with. What does that do, per se?
Holy basil has a strong cannabimimetic effect on the endocannabinoid system.
Okay.
It's especially rich in beta-caryophyllene.
Oh.
So beta-caryophyllene.
That's another tongue twister. Say that again.
Beta-caryophyllene.
Okay.
It's a terpene, and it's found in holy basil. And what caryophyllene is known to do is to calm us and to lower inflammation. So it has essentially that mimetic effect on the endocannabinoid system. And this product, while effective for all ages, it was really meant to support that late teen, early 20s age group that really doesn't have a lot at their disposal.
By the way, there's so much anxiety and depression among teenagers that the rate is just skyrocketing, especially since COVID. I think they went through hell during COVID, and the stresses and pressures are enormous.
Huge. And so they could take 1 to 3 of these a day, to take the edge off. And it could be any time of day, morning, noon, and night. If they wanted to take it at night before they went to bed, it's going to be supportive of a better night's sleep. If they wanted to take it in the morning before they went into class, it's not going to have a sedative effect whatsoever.
Okay.
It's literally just a balancer.
Is there an age minimum on these? Because I'm thinking, I have a 9-year-old in my family, maybe a little bit, he's changing schools. He may be going through a little bit of a rough patch this fall.
From liability standpoint, when like our ops people were talking about that, they said 12 and up. We would
12
be
and up.
12
okay.
and up. But I have an 8-year-old son, and I've given them to many of my friends' parents.
Right.
And I'm very clear. I'm like, this is geared 12 and up. And they're like, this is better than pharmaceuticals. So this with some magnesium and making sure they're getting enough omegas.
Yes,
and minerals,
omegas are very important. Absolutely.
Huge for anxiety and stress.
Yes.
The omegas and the minerals, I think a lot of kids are deficient in minerals. I feel like those would be a really nice, comprehensive nutritional support option for a parent who's looking for a holistic way to deal with mood, sleep, behavior, and learning.
So, lemon balm is a traditional, mild, relaxing agent.
Relaxing agent.
It works
on the endocannabinoid system
also,
to help keep baseline stress hormones in check.
Okay. And then theanine is fascinating because there is quite a lot of research on theanine. Theanine helps us differentiate from among the effects of two caffeine-containing beverages. One is coffee. Americans love their coffee. The Brits love their tea. It's tea time, and they take a break. And it's actually a productivity break. It has both the mild stimulating, I mean, the caffeine, which there's no caffeine in this, by the way, is the thing that's mildly stimulating, but there's a lot less caffeine in tea. And then there's a lot of theanine. And theanine is like kind of a non-stimulant focus factor, right? But it is really relaxing. Generally. So it kind of takes the edge off caffeine, right?
It does. It also, in people who really love high THC cannabis, their goal is recreational with marijuana.
Right.
Most of those strains have been bred to be very high THC, which as the THC goes up, the CBD disappears. And if we have just THC, it's like giving our car all gas. CBD is the brake.
Right.
So that's dangerous, right?
Right.
L-theanine can loosen the grip of THC at the CB1 receptor site. So it makes it not so intense. It can make it less likely that the person will misuse THC. And it can also protect the gray matter of the brain. So this product can also be a great option for somebody who's a little prone to cannabis misuse.
Right. I wish I'd known that in freshman year of college because I didn't know about theanine at the time.
Did you have too many edibles?
Edibles? No, they were mostly in, you know, I did inhale.
Didn't we all?
In contrast to President Clinton, who said that he tried pot, but he didn't inhale, famously, which probably was a little bit of a cover-up. Great. Okay, so we've laid down the groundwork for our discussion in part two. So far, we've discussed clarity and peace gummies. By the way, they're gummies, so they're, you know, for people who have issues with swallowing pills, prefer their supplements in gummy form. I take CB Science's sleep gummies at bedtime, which is a nice combination of ingredients. We can actually, you know, talk a little bit about the CBD products if you want in part two. But we have one more to talk about, which is kind of interesting. Reshape for metabolic balance. We'll find out what that's about in part two. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with Maggie Frank. She's a national educator for CB Sciences, makers of Plus CBD. And to learn more and to order, should you like, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And we have a special offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. I'm going to use that coupon code because I use a lot. I use it. I recommend it to my patients, and my family members are always trying to cadge it off me. It's like, did you get any more of that stuff? Oh, I got to tell you something funny.
I love to hear that.
I was in Ketchikan, Alaska. And that's like way up north recently from my summer vacation. And I kind of wandered around the town, and they have a lot of, you know, mostly they're selling you salmon, you know, in like smoked salmons, you know, salmon, you know, dried salmon, and, you know, all manner of salmon, cans. And then there was one place, it was the local health food store, and it must be the only health food store for like, you know, 500 miles around. And I walked up to the counter because I wanted to get some nuts. And I looked down, and it was full of your products. It had the calm gummies. It had the sleep gummies.
I love that.
You've penetrated the Alaska market.
We have a great broker out there. She calls, her specialty is rural territories, and she does it all by phone, and she visits them each one time a year. She's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's tough to get the stuff there because you have to fly it in, or you have to bring it in by ship because the roads don't even get to these types of places.
Yeah.
Everything has to, you know, so you are well represented in up there in the frigid reaches of Alaska. Good stuff. All right. When we return, more on the subject of some fascinating new options. They come under the Plus Health designation, a plus sign, PLUSHLTH. The Reshape capsules, which we'll talk about in a moment, Clarity gummies and Peace gummies that we just covered. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.